Welcome to AI Safe and Sound, an expert podcast series from Munich Re. Together with various players from the AI industry, it explores AI's potential, provides inspiring perspectives on the technology, as well as challenges involved and how to overcome them.
Hi, welcome back to our podcast series, AI Safe and Sound. The energy landscape in the world is complex, thanks in part to crises and climate change. The need to transition to greener energy has never felt so pressing. Now, you might be wondering what this has to do with AI, and we'll explore the role of AI in accelerating the energy transition to deliver a more sustainable and more stable energy landscape. This is the focus of our second episode, which is a case study on AI in the space of green technology for batteries and how to best ensure its ongoing success. My name's Alexandra, and I'm an underwriter of AI performance risks at Munich Re. Today's guests are Michael Berger, Head of Insure AI at Munich Re, and Lennart Hinrichs, VP of Marketing, Partnerships, and Industry Strategy at TWICE. TWICE has been partnering with Munich Re's Insure AI since 2022 as an early mover in the field of AI for predictive battery analytics. And today we'll talk about how smart green tech like theirs will enable e-mobility and the energy transition. Hi, Lennart and Michael. It's really nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And it's an honor to be the first external guest on your show.
Hi, Alexandra, and hi, Lennart. So I'm very happy to be back on the podcast again, and I'm looking forward to exploring the intersection of AI, renewable energy systems, and e-mobility in our discussion today. I really believe that any technology always bears a risk of underperformance. So I'm looking forward to sharing some insights with our listeners on how our partner TWICE manages and absorbs those risks for battery technologies.
Sounds like a great way to ensure benefits throughout the entire value chain of a company. Lennart, let's dive in. Could you tell us a bit about your background and the rationale behind the founding of TWICE? What was the gap in the market that you set out to solve?
All right, let's go back in time a bit. Actually, to 2014, when the idea of TWICE was born in a research project. Stefan and Michael, our two founders, conducted research on the battery life cycle, and they quickly identified that batteries are the essential technology to decarbonize the world by enabling emission-free transport on the one side, but also stabilize the electricity grids in the face of renewable energies. Yet, while batteries are the enabler, they are also the Achilles heel because they have a lot of challenges surrounding their costs, performance, in particular, the performance over lifetime and safety. And software is a great solution for this. So they developed a server-based battery analytics tool at the Technical University of Munich. And already early on, there was a lot of interest from companies in the industry. So TWICE was founded as a spin-off of the university in 2018. Today, the company has around 120 people and sells a software that leverages different sources of battery data to eliminate risks surrounding battery health and safety and enable the customers, like fleet operators, to unleash the full potential of the batteries for performance and lifetime of their electric vehicles and storages.
I imagine it's quite a big investment decision for companies to electrify a fleet. What are the decisions companies need to weigh up, and how can TWICE facilitate this process?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's take a concrete example. So an electric fleet operator that is looking into electrifying their fleet has to pay up to 200,000 euros for a big battery for, say, a bus or a heavy-duty vehicle. And that's a huge investment, and that needs to be protected. At the same time, the operation of electric vehicles is different due to the limited range and charging requirements, new infrastructure, new operation. So underperforming or even failing batteries severely drive the total costs of ownership, increase the operational friction, and reduce the profitability of the fleet. Then again, if you're being too conservative and replace batteries early on, that's just wasting money and investment. This is the problem we set out to solve, right? Balancing the risks of underperformance with the costs of batteries. So we are leveraging our AI-based analytics platform to provide our customers with the information required to make optimal decisions timely and accurately.
I think it has been great to see how TWICE is getting the recognition it deserves for improving the appeal of using renewable energies across large fleets of vehicles. So TWICE is now really a global leader in battery analytics. And as I understand, TWICE was also awarded as the best European clean tech startup by an international association called Clean Tech Group. And as I understand it, also won the German digital prize, the Spark, which is awarded by the German newspaper Handelsblatt. And I think those are really great recognitions of the impact that TWICE is having. Yeah, and at Munich Re, we always strive to work with companies like TWICE that are implementing AI to make a positive change in the industry. So we provide those companies with our risk management tool called AI Sure to protect against the AI's performance risk and ensure also their long-term success. So for us, partnering with TWICE to back their performance guarantees was a great opportunity to leverage our insurance expertise at Munich Re. And we wanted to do that in order to also enable clean technologies to stand out in the energy market. And by doing so, really acting on our shared ambition as a society to support the green energy transition by enabling companies like TWICE that drive this transition.
That sounds hugely beneficial, this performance guarantee, both for the operation of a company and also for the general advancement of using this type of smart green tech. I want to understand this technology a little bit more in detail. Leonard, how does TWICE make these health and safety or performance estimations for a battery?
Well, the beauty is that we're currently not seeing one trend in electrifying the world, but also another trend that is a huge rise in connectivity and data collection. And this is great for analytics. So we use all the data that is produced surrounding batteries, ingest them into our analytics platform, and that's where the magic happens. Well, okay, you looked into the software during your technical due diligence, so it's probably rather good engineering, as you could see. But it starts all off with a very strong data structure. So getting the ingest of all the data sources right, having a good structure in the platform. And then we have a number of algorithms and models for each topic: health, safety, warranty, performance, lifetime, to generate all these relevant battery KPIs with an unprecedented accuracy. What helps here as well is that we have our own battery research center, where we test batteries and gain a deeper understanding of the factors influencing batteries and battery aging in particular. Well, so far so technical, but now the important part follows. It's the integration into the processes of our customers and delivering the right information at the right time and to the right person. Customers can access the TWICE software either just online in our own dashboard, in their own software using APIs, or in a third-party software, for example, the fleet management of ChargePoint, to really just use it in their everyday processes.
That's so interesting, because I've also heard that battery cells are really complex and difficult to analyze. So it makes sense that this technology can help to cut through the noise of highly technical information and provide easy-to-process information for battery owners or people working with batteries in just one simple platform. So beyond this, what kind of benefits do your customers get from this? Can they use this information to reduce costs or improve their service offering, for example?
For sure, and probably all of the above. I mean, let's make it very concrete again and take an example. This time, the other side, energy sector. So for Bund, it's probably the leading Austrian utility company. And they're using our software on a couple of their large-scale stationary storages. These are used to stabilize the grid, to do trade energy, so leverage different prices within the day. And with our insights and into showing how different operating strategies or these value stack strategies that they're operating impact the battery degradation, they can operate a storage up to 20% longer. Translating into, for example, 12 instead of 10 years, and also 2 years of more revenue. So they are expecting 1.6 million euro additional revenue for 10 megawatt hour storage, that is. At the same time, the analytics also ensures that no unnecessary maintenance cycles, meaning downtime, again, a reduction in revenue, is necessary and that safety issues are detected early on so that you don't have any fire hazards or similar. So all in all, we're increasing the revenue while reducing the OPEX. And that is kind of really impacting the cost side, but is also improving the service offering, or at least the processes within the company.
Yeah, that additional revenue can make such a difference to a company's balance sheet. Though, as you say, 200,000 euros or dollars per battery is a huge investment. And these companies also need to invest in this technology to get those results that you mentioned. So I get it's quite a big cost-benefit analysis for companies to make. And I think this is what's great about this TWICE technology. It takes complex predictions and makes them easy to understand. And this is really crucial to enabling the widespread adoption of AI technology in general. Accenture did a survey in 2019 that found 88% of companies don't have confidence in AI-based decisions and outputs. I mean, this is a huge trust deficit given the proliferation of AI technologies in all fields. And companies may otherwise miss out on the benefits or savings such as AI-based technology could bring them. So, Michael, what's your view on the challenges to adopting AI technologies and how could this be overcome?
I believe that human trust in new systems or also ways of working is oftentimes based on our own understanding of how things work or how we believe that certain things work. But AI makes decisions somewhat differently. I mean, using a complex analysis of the dependencies in the available data to identify hidden patterns or signals. And such AI systems only work really on correlations, but they usually don't in any way impose causal structures. So they don't say that certain characteristics cause a certain output. It's just that they basically extract dependencies between characteristics and the output. And of course, this then makes also the predictions that such a system is making potentially unintuitive. And also, the prediction accuracy might be surprisingly volatile, even though a sophisticated AI's average predictive performance might be really powerful. So it can be hard to ask companies to trust really an AI system if they cannot even see how a decision was made or potentially could also not fully evaluate whether an AI might really consistently perform well. But there are so many benefits, as you mentioned, Alexandra, to AI, such as the operational expenditure reductions, the increase in revenue or the improved battery maintenance, that TWICE AI system is able to deliver, as Leonard explained. So I believe reducing this trust gap in AI so that more companies and customers feel comfortable using AI and benefiting from it, that's important. And this is exactly what our Ensure AI team at Munich Re set out to do. So this is why we developed AI Sure, which is an insurance solution for the predictive performance of machine learning models. And we work with AI providers like TWICE to structure contractual guarantees for the predictive performance of their models. So the users who rely on the predictions will get the financial compensation if the AI's performance is less than expected. And then Munich Re ensures those guarantees. And this product enables AI companies to offer essentially a guaranteed return on investment on the AI solution towards the customers. And by doing that, also provide a strong signal of quality of their AI product. And I believe that this makes the leap of faith for companies and then also risk managers to adopt AI solutions that much easier. If they know that they are protected against potential underperformance events or losses, which at the end of the day might inevitably happen if we really use a probabilistic system like an AI.
That makes sense. And this performance guarantee sounds really valuable then, both as a risk transfer solution, but also as a sales enablement tool, which I guess you don't see so much in insurance. By absorbing the risks of those underperformance events, Munich Re can essentially provide a safety net for customers of AI companies, making it easier, as you said, Michael, for them to simply try out this new technology. So, Leonard, how does this look in your industry? Why does TWICE need such an insurance, for example?
Well, you've kind of already said it, right? It's a lot about trust. I mean, put yourself in the shoes of a person that is responsible for investing hundreds of thousands of dollars into battery and making decisions based on the outcome of an analytics. So when our insights are used to prevent premature swaps, right? That means you operate a bus longer. You want to avoid unplanned downtime. You want to have a smooth daily operation and to just make your investment worthwhile. But the problem is, obviously, if the analytics is wrong, you have a bus that stops in the middle of the tour. You need untimely replacement of the battery. When you need to order a battery, taking a bus out of rotation for a couple of weeks. So all of our analytics, it really depends on the accuracy of the outcome. And I think insurance companies covering this risk to a certain degree today and also covering future impact of the decisions, so protecting the business case of our customers, that is really important. And customers actually get more benefits than just the financial security. They also benefit by the signaling, right? I mean, you really conducted a tough and very thorough technical due diligence of our analytics software. And having passed this assessment successfully is a very strong signal into the market. And by the way, the process was also very insightful for everyone involved from our side to get a better understanding of what you are looking for and where we need to grow as well. To summarize, I mean, it's our value proposition is to de-risk our customers' business. And we deliver that on the technical side. And with you on our side, we now take this one step further and covering the financial risks as well.
I'm really glad to hear that. So what does Munich Re's guarantee backing look like for Twice customers? What do they get to see?
Yeah, absolutely. So the guarantee covers the essential KPIs of our analytics that are used by customers to take decisions we just discussed. We have a very strong commitment into the accuracy of that. So we're now guaranteeing the accuracy of the state of health estimations together with you. And if our estimation of the SOH would ever be inaccurate, meaning a deviation of more than 2%, our customers will be indemnified multiple times what they paid twice. And then this guarantee is backed by the Munich Re group. We also have developed a very easy and integrated approach to actually challenge that with a predetermined test cycle that is automatically detected by our analytics and can then be sent in for assessment from Twice. And based on that, you would get the payout.
So you mentioned that you already deliver this de-risking of your customers technically, but not financially. So why did you choose to partner with Munich Re as an insurance company rather than promising this value or promising this financial de-risking to your customers in a normal sales pitch?
Yeah, I mean, such a guarantee, of course, benefits from the trust and reputation of any brand. With Munich Re on our side, this is a clear and strong statement that reads, whatever happens, you are in safe hands. Additionally, I mean, we've worked with Munich Re successfully in the past, so we already knew it's a good feeling to work with you and not to go with anyone else in the industry. We knew that the dynamic at Munich Re is a lot higher compared to other insurance companies, and there seems to be a big openness to work with startups. And obviously, dynamic and speed is very important to us in our current phase. So, I mean, just us sitting here together, it kind of shows that you understand startup and technology. And considering the feedback we have already received from the market, this rationale is really working out nicely.
It's really great to hear about the value of AI insurance. Also lies really in the shortening of the sales cycles by improving the trust deficit that we spoke about earlier. And it's also really great to hear from you, Leonard, also what value you are attributing to our partnership and how we are working together. So yeah, from my side, also we are very much excited about the future of Twice, and we are also very happy to support the widespread adoption of its AI technology. And as I understand, you also recently established a joint venture called Battery Quick Check with TÜV Rheinland. And just as an explanation for our international listeners, so TÜV Rheinland is a world leader in testing and certification of products. So such a partnership on battery checks and analytics is not only a great achievement for TWICE, but I think it's also hugely beneficial for fleet operators. I think TWICE really achieved a lot, and I think TWICE is building a great ecosystem of partners in the battery area. So now I'm very curious what lies ahead. So Leonard, can you share a little bit about TWICE next plans and what we can look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, since you mentioned the battery quick check, I think that's exciting for us. We are a B2B company, and that part is directed at the end consumer. So you can actually will be able in the future to drive into a workshop and get your electric vehicle tested. I mean, we as TWICE, we will focus on larger fleet operators, OEMs in the future. And we believe that global challenges require global solutions. We've already expanded into the US and opened offices in Chicago as well as in Paris, of course that's France, in 2021. But we now really see business picking up, especially over in the US. I just came back from there earlier today. And if you ask me, it's really North America where we are strongly investing and where we see the market developing rapidly. Gigawatt hours of storage are being ramped up. And we will be investing in our market presence and expanding our customer base there even further.
Yeah, I think this sounds really exciting. And the entire IT team at Munich Re is also quite active in North America. And we are also very happy to support TWICE there as well. So, I believe that AI can really generate benefits in many industries. And I believe that combining green tech with smart solutions for a faster way to analyze and optimize the outputs generated from green technologies will definitely further our ambitions to make the world a more sustainable place.
I agree, and I wish you both all the best with your upcoming projects. Our listeners and I would love to hear an update, Leonard, from you and TWICE in the future, and hear how TWICE is making the battery system more resilient as we make this critical transition to a greener energy landscape. For those who'd like to learn more about TWICE, their website is linked in the description of today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for your time, Leonard and Michael.
Thank you very much.
My name is Alexandra, and I hope you'll join us for the next episode of AI Safe and Sound.